Love it. I like the black colourway, especially it's not like the sort of Superman pants I wore last year, but I definitely love the strip. It's a favourite of mine, and no, so it takes me back to some really good memories.
The 95
championship? 95 championship, yeah. JC threw some mad slammer jammers down, and you know, obviously we beat, I think it was North Melbourne at that time, or a Victorian team anyway, so it was good. But yeah, another great championship, obviously a great legacy there.
You'll be, you know, wearing on Wednesday night when a team is, you know, on the, trying to keep themselves in the top four.
Yeah.
Really, it was at one stage keeping top two. But,
no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, it's always a sort of a proud tradition to always like donning the sort of the heritage jerseys. It's always a favourite sort of week of mine on the schedule. So I've highlighted. It's pretty crazy. I saw Vlahov yesterday and had a little bit of a chat, and I was sort of embarrassed to sort of talk to him after our sort of performance and our defensive efforts. And then you look at a guy like Vlahov and the guys that have come through, and the proud history the Wildcats have.
So you're hoping it can spur you on and rekindle a bit of fire?
No doubt about it. I mean, you know, you are very privileged to play at Wildcats, under the Wildcats jersey, and to sort of wear this, you can't help but think, especially being a WA guy, you do get pumped up. You know, this is a championship jersey, and you know, it's a massive week. It's a must-win game for us against you know, a very talented you know, United team.
Four losses out of seven, Greg. What do you put the slump down to?
Oh, mate, I think it's just defensive end, isn't it? I mean, we've just to allow a team to score 106 points in a 40-minute game is definitely embarrassing. And you know, that's 2 weeks in a row. The sort of the last quarter, a pretty dismal performance on the defensive end. We all know once it comes down to the crunch time, we've definitely got to lock it in. And we just gave up too many opportunities. We gave teams hope when we should have locked the game away.
And you say for must win. You seriously think it's got that desperate?
Oh, no doubt about it, mate. You know, Adelaide are coming, and right now they're just outside the five. And United just a couple of games out. You know, we've got the split on United as well. If it's a head-to-head, they'd take away the series if they get this win. So, look, it is definitely a must-win. You know, those top two aspirations, yeah, don't worry about that. We've definitely got to lock away the top four.
Do you change anything up at practice to try and get that defensive intensity back, or do you just have to...
Yeah, mate, it's just, I mean, I can't say, like, the last couple of weeks we've been playing pretty well on the defensive end, and the intense there, I think it's just that sort of that attention to detail. It's, you know, a quality player like Jamar and Brock Modem, you've got to really lock down those one percenters, it's the scouting and all that sort of stuff. And you give those sort of guys that are that talented any sort of hope, they'll make big plays. They're special players, there's no doubt about it, and that's what they did. They hung around with a six-point lead, and then PZ hits a three and just gives them that sort of hope and gives them that motivation.
A big man, a big worry for you, particularly while Matty's out?
Yeah, you can't really... Matty is a key piece to our team, there's no doubt about it. We can't hide that. Tommy does a tremendous job, but I think Matty's one of the most underrated defenders in the league. I think he matches up on a point guard. You're not scared because he's fantastic. But, you know, we've got to cover for him. We know he's missing. That's just that's the way the cards are dealt at the moment. Everyone has to step up a piece now, and we'll be fine with that.
Have you guys talked about this trip that's coming up?
Not at all, mate. I mean... Look, I think my wife talked to me more about it to make sure the dogs have dog food when we leave. But look, I'm just making sure we win on the game on Wednesday, and then we'll worry about that after that.
You pull up for yourself?
Yeah, good, mate. I was pretty nervous, obviously the first time, and I was pretty revved up to go. But lucky enough, I only played 9 minutes or so I was still feeling pretty fresh, and actually had a workout on Saturday to keep me going. I go pretty gung-ho from the get-go, so I know I've only got 2-minute, 3-minute spurts at the moment because I'm sort of conditioning. But, you know, the intent's there, and I'll just keep building from that.
So what's your workload over the next 3 games? Is step up the minutes?
If Tripp gives me those minutes, I'll definitely take it. I mean, whatever minutes he wants to give me, I'll take. But, look, it's just while I'm out there, I'm just going to go, and if I've got to call for a sub to come off because I'm that spent, that's fine. That's my job done. Look, whatever role I've got right now, I know it's a working process. But yeah, look, the intent is there is just to provide as much energy as I can while I'm out there.